as well as the candidate affidavit.
Well,
Barbara?
Hello to everybody. I had the pleasure of hand delivering the forms today to Allie, so I got to see her in person, all done very good social distancing and all of that. So the campaign looks forward to working with the Democracy Fund on this, the Elicker 2021 campaign. As Allie conveyed to me, I will be in touch with other people who are working on this effort so that we can schedule a time for a training session. And I think that's it. I believed that appropriate papers were filed with the city town clerk today as well.
I believe got confirmation of that as well from the city.
You have confirmation of that. Great. So we're good to go, and you know, looking forward to the relationship we have with your fund and all.
Sounds good. The contribution forms, should you need them, are online at our website. Please make sure to use that for every contribution. And the only other thing that I will request before we do our official training is if you set up a campaign website with a donation page, please send me either a link or a, you know, just a screen capture of it before it goes live, just to make sure that it's compliant with the Democracy Fund and the SEC guidelines.
Okay, I will instruct that from the people who are working on that. Okay.
Sounds great. Cool. Well, thank you so much. We look
thank
forward
you,
to
everybody.
Having you guys on board.
Barbara, okay. I just want to be sure that we did make some changes in some of the forms.
Yeah,
I just want to be sure that everybody's clear.
Yeah, that I would appreciate. Yeah, that would be good to go over. Thanks, Sergio.
Allie, if you could go over that with Barbara real quick.
Sure thing.
I have. This is the form that I have.
Okay. All right. You looks like you have the right form. Let me see. So for the candidate affidavit.
Which has already been signed or is going to be signed?
Which they signed. That just lets you know of the filing date, essentially. So it's going to be 5 p.m. on Friday, July 16th for the primary. I'm sure that you've taken note
that.
Of that. And then the, where are we here? Primary.
September 3rd for general.
Right. And then the candidate contract has a section that we added this year under section 12. We've asked that campaigns include the original copies of contribution cards and online records with your signatures, with your submissions. And if you could keep a copy of everything that the campaign sends out that's been approved by the candidate, that would be awesome. That would be very helpful. Things like the website, social media advertisements, fundraiser invites, that kind of thing. You'll be happy you kept a copy of it. And then for the Section 14, we added the clause, should the candidate receive money from the New Haven Democracy Fund during the primary, the candidate also agrees to participate in a public forum during a contested general election, as defined by the ordinance. And that's going to be if any other candidate raises $5,000 or more, it will be considered contested.
Okay.
Is that clear enough?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yep. And of course, you've read all of this and you've signed it. So,
yep.
All right.
Okay, great. Okay, I'll make sure everyone is aware of the website stuff too. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Barbara.
Thank you, everybody. Stay well and safe.
You too. Be safe. You and your husband both be safe and your family.
Okay. Yep. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. So let's move on to the next agenda item.
All right.
I don't see the agenda up there right now, but
Here we go. All right. So review of the prior meeting minutes. I got discombobulated looking for the other document. Unfortunately, I apologize. The wrong one. Where are we here? Minutes. Here we go. We did the edits to the documentation. I included some of the sections that we added, and there's a little bit of a recording of the conversation that we had about those documents and the different things that the board members had concerns about.
That have all been changed, correct?
Yep. Everything that we had agreed last time has been changed on the form, and that would be the version that is on our website. We also, let's see. All right. It was right before the holiday. You asked that I do the annual report. I have completed the annual report and I'm ready to present that. We also have completed the bylaws. The bylaws have been approved and are already on our website as well.
Oh, we got some work done. All right. I'm pleased with that. any questions on the minutes? Seeing none, can I have a motion just to approve them?
So moved.
Thank you. All those in favor, first, any other discussion, Aaron, anything? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? None. The motion carries. Okay, minutes accepted. So, let's move on to your administrator's report.
Good. All right. So when I wrote this agenda, I did not know that today was going to happen, and a lot of different things happened today. Today at 2:33 p.m., the Justin Elicker campaign notified me that they have the intention of participating in the fund. That is, of course, going to be contingent on whether or not it's a contested election. They have also filed, and I called and double-checked with the city clerk, the appropriate financial paperwork in the city clerk's office, as required. So they are right now in compliance. I have not been told that they've accepted any donations yet. They are aware of the contribution limits, and of the rules and regulations of participating in the fund. They are the
On what you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You said that they would participate if it was a contested election, but yes. They are participating, assuming it's going to be, and if it's not, then they just don't get the money. Is that correct?
Correct. They're going to abide by all of the rules and regulations of the fund in order to get the grant under the, I guess, auspice that they're going to be needing it. If there are any violations, then I'll find out on their campaign filings. If they have any questions, of course, we're going to do a full training as soon as I can schedule that with everyone on their team. And that's going to, I think this time around, be by Zoom. I usually do them in person, but this is a little bit different this year. So I think it's probably going to be a Zoom call.
And what would be the earliest possible date that they could actually get a grant?
The earliest possible date that they could get a grant would be as soon as any individual has raised $5,000 or more and has been awarded essentially ballot access. So anybody who files the 150 some odd signatures that are needed for the general election and raised $5,000, anyone who's been nominated by a,
that's 150 contributions.
It's 150 signatures needed.
This is where I'm getting confused.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just trying to, I'm looking back through all the things I have real quickly here, but I don't know, let's use February 1st as the date that their first contributions come in.
Okay.
Okay. So And let's assume that that campaign receives contributions that make them eligible to qualify for a grant.
Okay. It's a good day.
All right. So then if no one subsequently qualifies for a, let's use a primary.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody would have to qualify by our standard
mm-hmm.
for a primary in order for them to get the grant. Is that correct for the primary part?
Correct.
Okay, that's maybe what I was missing.
Correct. They also have to, of course, receive the contributions worth $5,000 from the 200 registered New Haven voters.
That part I understood, but I was just confused
about
that.
That's what I was getting at.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. That's just in order for them to get the grant, that's their qualifications, but I can't release anything, even if they completely qualify, until there's a contested election.
Very good.
All right. Sounds good. On to the annual report. Oh, one other thing that happened this afternoon was that we got an application from James Bandahari Alexander, who it looks like is affiliated with the Yale Law School as well as New Haven Legal Aid, to join the board. I confirmed with the mayor's office that they received it, and I have made it clear to him that they're part of being on the board is not being involved in political campaigns, and let him know that for this, you know, for the time up until he's actually confirmed on the board, it would be best if he did not participate in the mayor's race, so as not to seem biased, which hopefully, but
does anybody else on the board know him, on the fund know him? Aaron, Jim, do you guys know him?
Yeah. I mean, I know him a little bit from New Haven Legal Assistance.
Oh, okay. But not for any political involvement in anything?
I don't recall him being involved in any kind of partisan political activity.
Well, hopefully this guy can make it through and we'll have somebody else.
Yeah, he's a D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So that was really the big news for today.
Did everybody get a chance to read the annual report?
I just sent it out recently. I don't expect you to have read it.
What? Jim, did you read it? Aaron, did you get a chance to read it?
I skimmed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of went through it.
As if I was correcting a test, but.
Well, it must be marked up then.
Oh, yeah, it's marked up all right.
Okay, perfect. All right. So where would you like to begin? From the beginning, I suppose?
Yeah, go section by section.
All right. So would you like for me to read it, or you guys want to just follow over?
I don't have – right now at this moment, I don't have a lot of significant questions.
Okay.
So, Jim, if you've gone through it and you feel that you have some questions with it, let's go through that now. And, Aaron, same with you. If you've anything you've seen on it that you think, you know, calls to question – the big question I have is whether we can get $250,000 from the city.
That was a huge question I had
to supplement the fund. That's the big question I have. But other than that, I mean, I don't have a whole lot of, at this moment, I don't have a whole lot of questions. When is this due in? When is this due in, Allie?
It is due in by the end of the month.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of time.
The request for appropriations was the same as what we had requested in 2019. I am not expecting that amount of money to actually be awarded and approved, but it's always, in my experience, good to ask for a little more than you might need.
Okay.
So that's what
the mayor's going to be using the fund, so he may be interested in investing in the fund.
I mean, and
there may be a personal interest in investing in the fund.
If you guys do want to skip to the money question, the request for appropriations, I do say in there the last time that we received the funds, and make it clear that we used a large portion of that. That money definitely helped and replenished the fund, but you know, it was a costly cycle. $69,000 was given out to candidates. Also administrative costs. We kind of lucked out and didn't have a general election that was fully contested, so we didn't have to give out potentially two more grants. Were on the table at one point. The other thing that I will point out is that the last sentence is including the phrase continue far into the future by appropriating a replenishment. So this is sort of forward thinking, not just through 2021, but I'm envisioning if we got $250,000, it might last us until 2025. So hopefully they understand that.
Okay.
Long-term request. Jim, do you have any comments on this section?
Yeah, only in that, to the best of my knowledge, the most the fund has ever given out was $100,000 in a year, give or take. The 70 or 69,000 for the 2019 campaign, plus the administrator's cost, plus a few incidentals. And if I'm reading this right, currently, we have 100 and again, I'm just going off the numbers that you gave us here.
Right.
168,700,701 available to us. Is that correct?
That is correct. So if we were to have full participation, and let's just say, you know, we have a candidate who used the fund and proved that the fund works. It helps you raise enough money and have good conversations and you know, does what it needs to do to get you elected. The mayor currently used the fund last time. So, and he's already filed to use it again. If there were another candidate or candidates who were also running, it is more likely, I would think, now that they would be interested in using the fund.
Again, I'm in agreement with you on that.
Okay. So as a result of that, if we're giving out $69,000 to two people for just the primary, you know, we're already sort of rubbing
we're
up
in the hole. We're in the hole.
Yeah.
We're in the hole.
That was pointing to my question.
Okay.
And that was, is that I just thought that there are $250,000 request. I know that you said it's kind of, you know, you can request it and they may lower it, et cetera.
Right.
But I just, perhaps I thought that that maybe was a little high in the sky.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't know the workings of the budget committee on the board or anything.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody knows that, the workings of that.
Right, well, and it certainly is.
It's also possible that when we decide to submit this, that we can have a meeting with the mayor.
Absolutely. This is not a finished document. This is a draft. So if you want me to put this down to 150, 200, whatever number you want in here, the board decides.
I like it to go high and then get less.
Yeah.
Right. So the last time that we made a request in the last annual report, we did request requested the remainder. So we had requested $250,000 in 2019 from Mayor Harp. She awarded us $120,000. So last year we requested the remainder, the $130,000. All right.
And got nothing?
We didn't get anything. It was a very difficult budget cycle with the coronavirus pandemic happening. And so I mean, I personally took less money from the fund because I felt that it was the right thing to do. And we did not follow, you know, up with our annual request because the money was a little bit tight.
But this year we got to follow up with it because it is an election year, COVID or not.
Right.
We're still going to have an election.
Right.
And he's already decided to use the fund. And I'm going to guess that, and I don't know if there's been any word on the street from you guys, but I've heard that there may be other people deciding to run.
Right. Nobody has officially filed with the clerk's office other than Justin, just to be very abundantly clear.
Yeah.
So.
And they'll have to decide soon. So we should hear something soon.
Yes. Okay.
So that's going to bring me to my first question.
Okay.
Okay, and that is on page 2. Under income, the second paragraph, okay?
Yes.
The fund continues to pursue more aggressive interest yields as required by the ordinance, et cetera. And so what does that $770, is that what you are anticipating from the CDs and stuff that we have on deposit now?
As the final payout, yes.
Okay, so that was just a question as to where that came from.
Right.
Okay, and then my next question was, I'll find it, go on.
Okay. I do want to point out a couple things that are different about this annual report than in other years. The first is that I've added a sort of section about the global pandemic, and just alerting the reader that it did have an impact on the operation of the fund. The most notable being that we are having an online meeting. Our votes are being cast virtually, which is a huge change from what the city allowed, even early last year. The other thing that has changed is that some of the staffing at City Hall has changed. There's no in-person meetings allowed. You can't just walk in and go to the city clerk's office and grab the papers you need anymore. You need an appointment. So there are, bigger changes in the how the city's operating that will affect the fund for the coming year.
Yeah, so I mean, I do have some questions about that. I mean, is it going to make it more difficult for us to cross-check contributions with registered voter lists and things like that? I mean, is it going to hold up the process of,
verification?
Verification, yes. And being able to, issue matching funds in a timely manner.
So I would, if I were to continue to serve as the administrator, since you guys have put out a request, I do not believe that it should hinder the administrator's duties at all. I think that part of it is having a relationship with the registrar of voters, with the town clerk's office. The files that they're going to give you of the registrar of voters file is going to be a digital file. There are a plethora of ways that information can be exchanged without having to meet in person. And so that should in no way hinder our ability to access those lists. And therefore it would have it would cause no delay on the verification process. I still think that it is a 5-day turnaround is completely reasonable. Did you have a specific concern or just in general?
No, that's basically it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So we moved on to the budget. We began last year with $222,000 and some change. We did get interest from the CD that we had that matured over the summer. We are anticipating the $55,000 CD that we put in Webster Bank to mature this summer. It's going to be in June, end of June. And that is pretty much where all of our money is. We did get the infusion of capital, but we did not put it in another CD. We kept it liquid. There just really wasn't enough time to make a meaningful interest on that money. It also took a little bit of time to get into our account from city funds.
Allie.
Yes.
Allie, so our dollars are separate from the city's funds?
Yes.
Totally. All of it?
Yes.
It's not good. It's okay.
All right. Allison, that leads me to my other question that I finally found.
Okay.
Okay. Which is on the very bottom of page 5 and the top of page 6.
Okay.
Okay. So the board continues to work closely with the city officials to ensure the fund remains compliant with ordinance regulations and contract law. And the very top of the next page is where what I saw that stumped me a little bit.
Okay.
And that was that the fund's balance is purported to be receiving 1.1% interest while in the checking account, but there's no paper evidence of such disbursements held by the finance department that have been shared with the board. So
that is correct.
So that really, said, so how on earth do we know that whatever we have on that non-CD account,
right,
is getting that interest?
So that's been an issue for a while. I do not know what the city is doing with that interest that's earned on our money. They may have it in a separate, bucket somewhere, and they just haven't appropriated it to the right place. But we've never received a statement of income from interest from any of our bank accounts since, the beginning. I was assured by Maria Tamau and Carlene Lafitte that we were in a money market account that was going to give us a 1.1% interest. And that
identify who those two individuals are?
Sure. So that is, there are two individuals who work with the Department of Finance. Maria is handling our account directly. Tamau, I think, T-A-M-M.
Tamaro.
Yes, T-A-M-M-A-R.
Tamaro.
Oh, I think.
Correct, Tamaro.
Or A-O. And then Carlene Lafitte is her supervisor who is in charge of the finance department more broadly.
M-C-K-I-F-E-E-E? How do you spell her last name?
Oh, Lafitte, L-A-F-I-T-T-E.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing that I would ask, okay, and Sergio, this might have to come from you as the chairman, is that we send that department a letter and ask what did we get in the fiscal year that ended July 30th or June 30th, 2020? And has that been credited to our account? Because even at 1%, $168,000 or whatever we have in there now, that would be, $1,600.
Right.
So, it seems to me, but with that paragraph, that some of our dollars are in the cloud, I guess is the best way to put it.
And not for nothing, but I have been on this with them for a while. They have routinely told me that the money is in an interest-bearing account. I have never seen the interest added to our account, which also means that we're losing out on the residual interest on the interest over the past 12 years.
Is that how you came up with $2,800?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, this has to stop.
I agree.
Okay. So.
Bill's on.
I'm here.
Yes. Bill has joined us.
I'm okay. So sorry, everyone.
Welcome.
Hi, Bill. Bill, we're on, if Allison has the page up, I believe. Mm-hmm. So my question to her was about this, our relationship with the, apparently with the finance department.
Yes.
Who supposedly is giving us a 1.1% interest on something to the effect of at least 168,000.
Yes.
And
it should be this amount, 168,701.90.
They never, ever, apparently in Allison's tenure, have given us that interest. It's there somewhere, but it's not there. So my suggestion would be to, and I suggested Sergio, but in his capacity as the chairperson, to send a certified letter. Okay, and if not, then that has to go to whoever the finance department's boss is. I don't know in the hierarchy of how that works.
Well, right now it would be Mike McGormie.
So, Jim, are you looking at it? Are you looking at a? Are you looking at us being in? Are we in a negative as far as?
No, we're not.
Bill, what it is that, as you can see on the page that Allison has up,
right?
We have something to the effect. We have that money in the Webster CD,
mm-hmm. Right?
Okay, and then I guess encumbrances, which are the reserves,
right?
But.
But the reserves are still in the same account. It's just reserved money. So we should be earning interest on the entire $199,837.90 that we have in our account.
That's $2,200 a year at this rate anyway.
Yes. At the rate they're claiming. Now, I think that's high. I think that I have not seen a bank offer that kind of interest rate on a savings account.
Yeah, that's a little much.
In a really long time. So I was suspect and went back and forth by email when they told me that was the interest rate that we were getting. But again, that's the interest rate that they told me we were getting.
But we have to see it. I don't care where they keep the thing. They could keep it in on a hole on the green for all I care. Okay. But if we're talking a real budget account here, what I'm thinking is, can you imagine if they do this with other much larger departments in this city? And they may be hiding, you know, some encumbrances that they have, you know, reaching far out into the future.
I mean, I would stay away from making assumptions about that kind of thing. However, it could possibly be normal policy that interest that's earned on city money goes back to the general fund. They just don't realize that the Democracy Fund has to retain interest and that it's in our ordinance.
So I agree with that, Alex. So I agree with Jim. I think we'll put a letter together.
Okay.
To send to the finance department, outlining the section of the ordinance that requires the money to come back to the fund,
right,
and requesting a balance or an understanding of where the interest is if it's in an interest-bearing account.
Okay.
So we'll put a letter together to go to Mike.
Okay.
I think I'll send it to Mike.
Okay. Mike Gorman?
Have him get a response for us.
All right.
Sergio, is it possible that we can have corporate counsel send that letter instead?
I think it'd be better to come from us. I think it'd be better to right now to deal directly with Mike, since he's heading up the budget department.
Mm-hmm.
That's his thing, and he would be the one to reach out and get us this information.
Okay.
And then if we really can't, then I think through the mayor's office and court counsel.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Are there any other questions about that section?
I actually read this over, and I missed that. I didn't see that at all.
Well, that just stuck out at me, as I said, you know, looking for the key points when I do the correcting of all the stuff I do.
Right.
That just stuck right out at me. And the other thing, Allison, this is the very first that I'm hearing, okay, that 9 months ago you voluntarily did not accept payment. And you may have told somebody else on the board or something, but
I didn't know either.
Okay. I did not accept payment for the month of April.
You didn't turn in an invoice.
Turn in an invoice, and I have made it clear to the finance department that I am not taking that money. And it's because we could not do anything. There was no work. And it's not right to take the money if it wasn't, there was no work. I don't know how else to explain it.
I for one applaud you for that. Okay. But in fairness to us, I think that we had to know that sooner than January 21st of the next year.
So I was under the impression that you guys were aware of that, and that it definitely, to my recollection, came up when we were talking about contract renewal. I may not have made it very clear because I do not like to, I don't know.
I'll take some responsibility in that because I probably should have picked it up when I signed your invoices.
Right.
And I didn't pick it up. I didn't pick it up at that point. So maybe through the whole thing with COVID, I don't know. I'm not going to lay any excuses. That probably falls on me, and, you know, I'll take the weight for that.
Okay, but again, that was just a thought.
Right.
Yeah, no, but it's appreciated that you did that.
Yeah.
But I in the future, if you make a decision like that, you know, you should probably let us know in advance of any invoicing.
Okay.
So can I ask a question? So are we going to ask Mike Gormany for a specific amount of money that is based on the compound interest that we should have gotten over a certain time period? And if so, what, like, are we talking about going back to the beginning of the fund here?
So in 2013, when Jared was chair, 2014, when I first came on board, one of the first things that I noticed was that the ordinance specifically says you have to have an interest bearing account, and that we did not. And that was one of the things that I worked towards, very early on. We finally got them to allow us to put money in CDs. And then we asked, for them to put the balance of the money in some sort of money market saving account. I was anticipating in this current climate of, you know, interest rate of 0.05% perhaps. But they told me that they have a special situation with the banks that they work with, TD Ameritrade Bank and Webster Bank, and that they get a special savings interest rate of 1.1% was what I was quoted. So I have that in writing from Maria tomorrow and from the banker who is in charge of our account at the bank. That said, that money is not reflected on the finance sheets that are given to me every year.
So that's one of the questions in the letter to Michael.
Sergio, I might suggest that you can't go back until 2007 or whatever this was established.
Right.
But I might suggest like a 5-year look back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I don't know that I would even want to give them a time period, to be honest with you. I would say this is what the fund has. This is what the ordinance has required, and we would like to know, since the beginning of the ordinance, what have we done? What's happened with the interest bearing account? I think that's a legitimate question.
Very fair.
You know, I without giving them an amount or a time period. The time period is the beginning of the ordinance.
Right.
So well, what I mean, happened, I think the time period is relevant for like a couple reasons. One is that, you know, in that period, you know, from 2006 up to a few years ago, the interest rates were significantly higher than they are now. So, I mean, I think that's one relevant factor. The other
and,
is,
and the compound interest is significant as well.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The other is, I think this is actually could part of our conversation with the Board of Alders in their appropriating capacity. I mean, if we have effectively been, our budget has been reduced by 5 or 10 or 20% over 15 years because of our failure to receive compound interest. I mean, I think that is relevant to the political debate over how much we should be asking for and how much we should be getting from the Board of Alders.
Agreed, Aaron.
I find that argument compelling. Bill, do you have any questions or comments on this?
I'm just looking at the paperwork right now. I'm just I'm brainstorming right now. I'm just trying to figure out what is the best way to approach this. But so far, everything's on track.
Yeah. I don't think I can't imagine that the city doesn't have that money somewhere. Right? That's a lot of money to have missed. I just think it's not being attributed to the correct account.
Honestly, I think that if there's anything, I mean, whatever monies are giving to the Democracy Board, that's the monies that we get. Any other money that we encumbered from interest will go into the general fund, doesn't go back to us. That's not our money.
But that's not the ordinance, Bill.
Right, but the ordinance specifically says we have to be in an interest-bearing account.
Correct, because they had to find a way. They had to find a way. They had to find a way to do some sustainability of the fund.
Yeah, but through interest isn't one of them. I mean,
because we also have the opportunity to do donations. I mean, we can go out and ask for people to give to the fund. Mm. It's supposed to be a totally separate account.
Yeah.
Not attached to the city budget.
It also, I mean, it is a very separate account to the point where the city can't ever ask for it back.
Correct.
Right.
They cannot fund it.
Right. They can decide not to give us more.
Right. And we can move it all, which is why we were given the option, I think, I remember having had, of course, it was a while back. I was part of the board when this discussion came up. And we thought about the sustainability of the fund. How is it going to be sustained? And part of it was the ability to be able to go out and get people to donate to it. And the other part was finding a significant interest-bearing account, which is why I talked about having the Community Foundation come in and talk to us about putting it in one of their funds, which would give us, I think, a larger yield. But we haven't had that discussion.
I mean, if we're getting 1.1%, that's a huge yield to be missing.
So Aaron, were you saying we should give them a time period?
You know, I don't think we need to come up with a specific number and say, give us this amount, you owe us this, but I think we should have a sense of how long this goes back so we can have a ballpark figure here.
I agree.
Makes sense.
Okay, so let me and Allie work on a letter to Michael. We'll get it out to you guys before we send it out. How's that?
That sounds good to me, Sergio, but...
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay, so... Next section. Did you have additional questions, Jim? Do you just want to go down your list?
No, when you hit them on these pages, I'll get, there's only a couple more.
Okay, perfect. So the CD that we have right now is getting an interest rate of 1.4%. You know, we could always decide to pursue something more aggressive. I just think with the funds money, I want to make sure that I'm not making risky calls, and that if you guys wanted to be more outgoing with the money, then that would be your choice. So I've always just tried to make sure that it was something, you know, a very safe, secure vehicle, like a CD that was, you know, certified and FDIC insured.
There's no questions there.
Okay.
What, just as a point of information, what name is that CD at Webster Bank held in?
New Haven Democracy Fund, and then there is a designation that it's part of the City of New Haven.
Okay, so that theoretically when it expires, it will be paid back to the City of New Haven?
It will be paid directly to us. So the last time we had a CD, we did get that money.
Okay.
So we are getting the money from the CDs. We're not getting the money from the interest in the account, in the cash account.
So when the CD expires, they send you the proceeds, right, and it goes to you as the administrator, and you and Sergio have to sign for it or something like that?
It goes directly to the finance department. The finance department accepts it on our behalf and then records it in the ledger.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, we should be informed of whatever's happened.
Again, that's my point.
Yeah, right. And let me just raise another issue. I mean, by June, when this CD matures, the $55,000 CD matures, I mean, will we know whether we need to use that, we'll need to have access to that money in our bank account, or we might want to renew the CD if we've determined that we don't need access to that this year.
Right. So last year, or last time around in 2019, what we did, the CD matured in June, and we got all of the 2,000 and some odd dollars that we had earned over the 18-month period. At that point, we closed the CD and took the money and made it all liquid so that we could deal with the election. At the end of the election, we decided as, or you decided as a board, with my recommendation to put as much money as we could out of what was in our fund into another CD, which is when we opened the $55,000 CD at TD. It has an expiration date for this June. It's sort of following the same plan. You know, the intention from my perspective would be to make it liquid through the election cycle and then in November decide what vehicle we want moving forward.
Yeah.
Now, there is always risk. We could end up with a much lower interest rate. You know, there are things that can happen that, you know, are out of our control. But that's sort of the thought, is that it's liquid when we need it.
Right. No, I understand that. So just so if we did get if the Board of Alders decides to give us $100,000, would we have access to that when July 1st?
It depends on how fast finance can get into our account. Yeah, we should be able to have it on paper on that day.
Theoretically, that would be true, except that Michael has agreed to start our fiscal year January through December.
Right, but we would still be getting the money from.
It would be July
because the city is appropriating its budget.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, you know, it would be get at the beginning of July.
July 1, correct.
So we'll know at the beginning of July. Well, we'll know before that because they'll have passed the budget in.
Correct, in May.
In May, right.
For some of.
So we'll know if we need that, you know, that extra, that $55,000.
Yeah, we might have to be able to leave it there or build on it.
We'll also have a better sense of the political landscape and how many participants we might have by that point.
Right.
We'll only have two.
For some of you longer-term members, when we do get a grant from the city, from through the budget process, and it goes into our account, is it lumped in there all at once, or do they budget it like, you know, $8,000 a month if you get $100,000 or something? That's I'm not sure of either.
I think it's all at once.
Lump sum. Yep.
Okay.
Lump sum.
As I remember, it was all at once. Any additional questions? Jim, you said you had another couple of questions?
Not right in any of this section.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so board composition. We had someone in the pipeline that didn't work out. We have another application that just came in today. It remains my desire to have a full board. That is something I really want us to be able to say that we have a fully functioning, 100% appointed board.
Allie, yeah. Bill and Jim are expired?
They are expired, but they got renewals for the year.
So we're good till...
You guys are good till 21.
It's 21 okay. Now. Yeah. August 21.
Was that everybody, well, Allison? Because I didn't Zoom with anybody or anything.
No. That was all done through the mayor's office this past spring.
Okay.
With Tyja, who's sort of a legislative assistant or legislative aide.
So we're good until when? August?
So you are good until August. Sergio is good until August. James is good until March. And I was going to have a conversation with him about whether or not he wanted to continue to be on the board. And Aaron is good until 2022.
Damn.
Wow, Aaron, you're way out in the distance.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Jim, your expiration is coming up pretty quick, Jim. So I hope you make a decision.
I've already indicated that, and I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who I indicated to.
Right. So all what you have to do, I actually had talked to Maria Mendez about this today. You have to do another application with the city because it's a new mayor. So you were appointed by a different mayor.
That application's on the website.
Application's all online. You can do it online. You could mail it, snail mail it if you wanted to.
Do I have to also do a new one too?
Anybody who is appointed under a different administration is my understanding. So...
Aaron, when did you?
It would be everyone.
It would be all of us.
It would be everyone who wanted to renew would have to submit a new application. Yes.
But mine is just coming up sooner.
Yeah.
Yes.
So please put yours in.
Do we have to go before the board and be ridiculed again?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you got to go in front you got to go in front of.
You'd have to go in front of the committee.
I went in front of the board from people who were not very nice.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, when you go, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
You're going to go at the same time I'm going to go. You're going at the same time I'm going, so.
When do we have to have those applications in by?
There was no date given. It was just sort of when it is happening. Jim's obviously have to have it in soon.
Can you mandate us so it's not forgotten?
Sure. You have to have it in by February 15th.
I was talking more late spring.
Okay.
But I think if I remember the ordinance, it also says that you're there until your successor replaces you.
Correct. The default is that you retain your seat.
Yes.
But if we want to do it the right way and you want to get full terms, that don't expire this year, that would be.
Are we term limited?
Not that I've. No. Not for the board.
All right. Okay. So, any other questions on that end?
Okay. Summary of board activities. This was a weird year. I've tried to list everything that we accomplished. If I missed something, please let me know.
I'm seeing virtual continuation of meetings. I'm not seeing.
Yes. Oh. So I definitely made it clear that one of the biggest changes to the board this year was that it's now online, that these are online meetings. That required us to get a Zoom account, which I am paying for as part of my administrative budget.
How much is that, Allison?
I'm sorry?
How much is that?
It just comes out of the regular stipend.
How much?
How much is it?
$15 a month or so. It's
okay.
Again. Why can't we use the cities? I don't understand what.
I was not aware that we should be using the cities. I just created a new account for us.
Okay, I mean, I'm not objecting to that, but I mean, every other board and commission, as far as I know, uses the city's,
I can contact the IT department and see if we can have access on our own channel.
Good idea.
Again, Allison, that goes to my point, was that I don't want you putting out dollars that you I know they're small and all that stuff, but that's not fair to you.
I understand that, but in my contract, administrative costs are covered by the stipend. So that includes if I needed a new computer to if I need to pay for $5 for coffee, right? Like it's every
$80 a year.
Yeah, but I agree. I think if we get the city, Aaron's point is correct, and I think he is. I think the city should be covering it. It's a board and commission of the city.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys do have your own budget that you set aside for the year that covers things like debates and events that you could decide to use for that if you want to budget out of that pocket of money.
Well, I want to see what the city's going to do first.
Right.
And then we can have that discussion.
It was also a lot easier and faster for me to just do it myself.
I get that, but they may already have a set up account.
Right. I'm happy to use that account if that would be better.
So just a legal question then, Allison.
Yes.
If I'm John Jones and I live at 123 Main Street, how do I know that this board is meeting? And how do I know to get on the Zoom?
Right. So the board announcements are put up online. The entire schedule should be online. The link to our Zoom for this meeting never changes, and it's not used for anything else.
But again, I may be getting in the weeds here, but doesn't technically meetings of boards and commissions have to be legally noticed and all that garbage?
They are. So every time that I send out a meeting link and an agenda, it doesn't just go to you. It goes to the city clerk's office. It goes to the mayor's office. It goes to the board of alders, Al Lucas. It has, it actually also goes to the press. So it goes to the New Haven Register and the Independent.
Yeah, that's how we get some journalists to come see us every once in a while.
Right.
Yeah. Again, that goes back to the point I think that Aaron was just saying that, if I don't know if the city has a calendar or something, because every once in a while I see meetings of the Board of Alders on this Zoom thing.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know when they start, how to get on there, and I don't see any notice of that per se. So that's my question, and I want this to be as open as we could be.
I completely agree. If you think that there is a better way for me to be distributing that information, I'm happy to do that.
Can I just suggest, I agree with Jim. I mean, we need to not go, obviously we need to meet, all FOIA requirements and all that, but I think we should go above and beyond to be the gold standard in terms of transparency. So anything we can do, we should be doing. Now, I do think it may not be convenient to post all of everything for every meeting on our website, like the recording of the meeting and stuff like that. But we should try to do that like every few months, so that if somebody really wants to see the recordings of our meetings, you know, they can do that.
Okay.
Just by going on the website and not having to like track somebody down by email and ask them and stuff.
Right.
Agendas and all of that. If that's not already on the website, agendas and recordings and minutes should all be on the website.
The minutes and the agendas are all on the website, as are the relevant documents for the meetings.
Are these things being recorded, and Allison?
If this one is.
Last time we discussed whether or not we should record them, and we decided to record it halfway through, so half of the last meeting is recorded as well.
I would move that in this era of Zoom that they all be recorded and all be available to anybody in the city.
That's fine. I will record them by default now. I just have to press a button.
Okay, press the button.
Allie,
I got the button.
I got one question, and I got to move forward.
Yes.
As individuals who have already made an announcement that they are running for mayor, we know that Elliker has, and any other candidates that are wishing to do so, can we put together a package, a solicitation package to them?
Would that be different from the information packet that we are, that all of them will be getting through the city clerk?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that the city clerk was handing that to them unless they requested it. I don't think,
no,
I think
that's automatic now.
No, and we also decided automatic. To do that at one of these more recent meetings.
Yeah.
So here's the packet that I put together for the city clerk. It has the participation affidavit with the deadline.
I want to run for mayor. They automatically get that.
And then it has all the information about the qualifying requirements, deadlines, and my contact information and Sergio's contact information.
My question. I'm good.
Great.
Bill, I need you to stay on though. If you can stay on for a few minutes.
Yep.
And I don't, because we need to be able to talk about the RFQ.
Okay.
And I know this is important, but Jim, how are you doing? Are there any more questions on this?
One last question that at least that I highlighted on myself.
Sure thing.
Was on page 5, letter F. I don't know, at least in the time that I've been around, okay, that the board maintains an active representative seat on the New Haven Votes Coalition. So maybe that's just my...
Jim, that's me.
It's me, buddy. Aaron.
Okay, but I... Okay, so...
And I really appreciate... Jim, I really appreciated your negative comments about my advocacy for early voting.
That's a disaster.
So thank you very much for that.
Okay, but Aaron, could you at least explain that... what that is a little bit, because I wouldn't want us to be involved in any, as a board, as an individual, obviously you can do whatever the heck you want, but as a board, I wouldn't want us to be advocating for anything other than saying, you know, vote. So I wouldn't want us to be advocating for, you know, mail-in voting or early voting or anything.
Jim, the board is not doing that. I am doing that in my individual capacity.
Okay,
as
that's fine. That's 100% fine.
Where are you getting the idea that the board is advocating for that?
By the fact that...
I'm doing that personally, and you're going on the independent and trashing me for doing that, and that's fine. I like that. That's your prerogative.
Yeah,
disagree about early voting.
But that's what I meant, is that I don't recall us saying that the board, as a board, has a representative seat on that coalition.
So that is something that has existed for, since 2011. Ken Krajewski started doing that. He was on the board. I then took over his seat when I became administrator. And when Aaron was appointed, he has always been involved in New Haven Votes Coalition, which is
correct.
Sort of how we
and
knew
that's
he
not
would
about
be
a specific
interested.
Candidate.
Huh? interested in this. The New Haven Votes Coalition is a nonpartisan group that tries to promote access to the polls and access to voter registration and increased voter registration for the city of New Haven specifically.
Which I think everybody wants.
So it is in no way a partisan group.
I never said it was.
Right. Okay. So if that group does something, though, it's not the board doing anything unless we're writing in favor of it or.
That was my point.
Okay.
By that sentence, it makes it seem as though the board would agree with whatever that they are espousing at that moment.
Okay. I think I'm happy to rewrite that sentence in any way that makes it clear that that's not the case, because that's not what's happening.
Okay. But again, that just a concern that I had. Aaron, if don't get at all that I trashed you. It was just, come on. And that was obviously never anything personal. If that's what you're looking
at. Yeah, I actually do agree. I guess I agree with Jim now that I think about it. I think this should be changed. I think it should be like more inclusive, and we should say we maintain relationships with the League of Women Voters,
correct,
the New Haven Votes, correct, Coalition.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Aaron.
And Democratic town committees, the, you know, NAACP, any other, you know, groups that we can think of who are active on civic engagement and voting issues.
Correct.
From whatever political, you know, orientation or whatever.
Correct. I agree with that. So Allie, mark that for yourself. That needs to be changed. The wording needs to be changed on that.
Yes.
That's the last of my highlights. So you're all set.
Okay, so Allie, you have a sense of how you want to change some stuff up? You and I will get together and do a letter that'll go to Mike McGormy, and before we send it, we'll send it out to the board members, fund members, and let them take a look at it.
Yes.
And they can edit. They can edit and add in whatever they, you know, whatever they would like to do, whatever they'd like to say.
Yes, that's fine.
I like the way you reworded that, Allie, just now.
Okay.
I just had a quick a question about something else. I don't know if.
Okay.
If Jim had other concerns that he wanted to raise, or I know we need to move on to the RFP thing, but I'm just curious. So we did make some changes. We did do COLA adjustments this year too, or last year too, right?
We do COLA adjustments
as specified, or as
we only do COLA adjustments every 4 years. The last one was done in 2018. That is per the ordinance.
Oh, so we did not do any. I thought we last did it in 20. The last adjustment was in 2018.
2018. Yeah,
for some reason, I thought it was 2016.
So the next one is going to be put together next year. Now, if you guys as a board decide that you might want to consider doing one sooner, that is your prerogative.
Well, the ordinance is very it's very specific,
right,
about doing it every 4 years, right?
Yes.
Does it say we can do it in between?
I'd have to look at the exact wording on it.
But we're using the same, all of the same contribution limits, maximums, the grant amount,
mm-hmm,
all of that is the same as in 2019.
Correct.
Okay. Subject to that opinion that we got from the Corporation Council, though, correct?
Yes.
2 years ago?
Yes.
Or not the Corporation Council, but that outside council.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else on the annual report?
Well, we need an approval for the annual report, don't we, with the changes as we've discussed?
Yes.
So I need a motion to approve the annual report with the inclusion of the changes as presented by the fund, by the board.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Are there any other questions related to this document? And it's not going to go in until the end of the month, correct, Allie?
Correct.
So between now and then, if any questions do come up, it would have to be brought up before the end of the year, before the end of the month.
Sergio, I might add on just a caveat to what we just said. Provided that that letter that we discussed earlier is written, or I'm assuming it will be, but I don't know if we have to motion that.
We can actually put that on the minutes under new business.
Okay,
if you'd like. And then it would have its own response in the next meeting.
It would be able to have it on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if there are no other discussion points, all those in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody nay? Any abstentions? The motion carries. All right, Al, you got your work cut out for you.
Great.
Okay, so I think we're going to go into executive session for the next. Are we on the next item now?
Yes, you're on the next item. I'm happy to turn over the hosting responsibilities to you, but I would need to I would just name you as the host and you would own the meeting, but I would turn off the recording before that happens after you motion to go into executive session.
Okay, but how do I get you back on?
Call me.
I'm on my phone zooming. That's okay. That's all right.
All right,
Allie. Why don't you?
No, we can end the meeting after the executive. We can end the meeting after the executive session.
You can. Yes.
Yeah.
Why can't you just? Why can't you just sound like your mic?
Can what?
She can still hear. Forget what I just said. I'm tired.
I can just close my computer. It's totally fine.
Allie, before I forget, can you email me that package regarding
the city clerk packet? This one?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do I have that already?
You probably have a copy of it in your email. It's also available online. But I will absolutely email you a copy if you would like one.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
All right, Allie. Thank you. And
so I just need you to make a motion to go.
Nobody picked that up, huh?
Sorry.
I said that was a joke. Nobody picked that up.
I got you. I want a motion. I want a motion to go into executive session. I need a motion.
Oh, moved.
Okay.
All right. I am going to stop recording.